possible, maybe a thunder shower. It'll be hotter Friday with a high near 90. We'll be in the low 90s Saturday as we start the Memorial Day weekend. Low to mid 90s on Sunday. And there will be a risk for some widely scattered pop-up storms each afternoon right on through the Memorial Day weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says there were 267 new coronavirus cases Monday, bringing the total statewide to more than 12,000. At least 480 people have now died from COVID-19. Lawyers for former House Speaker Mike Hubbard are asking the Alabama Supreme Court to reconsider a decision upholding his ethics conviction. His attorneys argued that state prosecutors stretched the meaning of the Alabama ethics law and that parts of the law were unclear. The Alabama Supreme Court last month overturned five of the ethics convictions while upholding six others. And the Montgomery Regional Airport has reduced its daily flights from 12 to 4 because of the coronavirus. Airport officials say in April 2019, they had 31,000 total passengers compared to just 1,700 in April 2020. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Fox Tonight. Words can't begin to describe the two-night season finale of TV's biggest show. But we'll try.
Epic.
Fierce. Incredible.
Amazing.
Legendary.
Get ready for the Masked Singer finale that will knock everyone's masks off.
The winner is...
It's the two-night season finale of The Masked Singer.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are thrilled to be open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. We are loaded with hundreds of mattresses on sale from great factories, Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, Southern, and others. New models have arrived, but I still have loads of discontinued models to liquidate. Save hundreds on hybrids, latex, memory foam, and plain old mattresses as I have to clear out over 50 models to make room for the new stuff. This sale is limited to stock, so hurry in for the best selection. We have many twin-long mattresses in stock and adjustable bases on sale. All beds and headboards are also on sale. No interest financing is available with approved credit, and we offer delivery throughout Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman is a stocking dealer with three warehouses packed with inventory, so you can have a new mattress, bed, or adjustable base today. Voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store for 20 years on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Mr. Sandman.
Worth Cleaners at 125 Brown Springs Road and 7825 Vaughn Road wants you to feel confident in the health and safety that they offer. Their laundry and dry cleaning services effectively kill viruses and germs. In order to limit the physical contact for staff and customers, the lobby area is closed. Worth Cleaners accepts drop-offs only through the drive-thru. Additionally, they ask that their customers place the drop-offs in the back seat of the vehicle for a staff member to take and replace with your pickup items. This will limit the physical contact for both staff and customers. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Worth Cleaners has been here for you for over 30 years and appreciates your business. They look forward to a return to normal for all of us very soon so that they may continue to serve you for many years to come.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.9. 93.1. Missed by 8. Oh, man, it's only Tuesday, too. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket, except for Flower Child. I wonder if she's getting a new flower, a flag. So many people want to buy you a flag, Flower Child. Let's bring her in. Flower Child, welcome aboard.
Thank you for having me. I have hopefully solved my problem. I just got through ordering an outdoor sign that says, no overhead casting, respect the flag.
I like that.
I'm going to put it at the kind of near the base of my flagpole. But the reason, that I guess the National Guard's going to deliver the vaccine, if I don't know that they'll ever have a vaccine, is so that Bill Gates can't get his hands on it.
There you go. We don't want him at the trucks doing that.
Yeah, and the other day the caller asked that why would she cordon off seeds? It's because then you would be self-sufficient. You could grow your own food. They want you, the government, to control all aspects of your life. And let's see. That Cavuto, that...
no Virginia, Cavuto.
That VA study was a retrospect data study done by an ophthalmologist, not a doctor treating the VA people. And they had three different subsets of people they tested, one with placebo, one with, you know, whatever. It was not a clinical trial. And, you know, Pelosi called Trump fat the other day.
Mm-hmm. Morbidly obese.
I would, and she said it was too dangerous for him to take that drug. I would tell Trump to counter with Clostridium botulinum is also chemically dangerous.
Yeah, there you go.
And I have one more thing.
Sure, that was a good one.
On Sessions.
Mm-hmm.
If he's a target and going to be a witness, could he investigate things like everybody wanted him to do? Would that be a conflict of interest?
If for Sessions as a senator?
No. Everybody is upset because Sessions recused himself.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, if he was a target, just like Flynn was, and K.T. McFarland and everybody else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if he's going to be a witness in the upcoming trial, he would have had to recuse himself, right?
Not from being a witness?
He could not investigate them and be a witness, too.
Yeah, he couldn't investigate it and be a witness, but he can be a witness.
Yes, uh-huh. So, but if he recused himself, see, he can be a witness, and that's what I think happened. Is that everybody seems to think that Trump just loped in there like a dummy, you know? And I think Flynn knew exactly. I think he was taking a rubber bullet at the time.
A rubber bullet, I like that.
Uh huh. And they sting, but they don't kill you. But anyway, that's all I really wanted to say. But I have handled the flag situation.
I am so glad.
It made me so mad.
Well, I tell you what, it's amazing the number of people who wanted to buy you a flag.
Oh, no, that's not the point. The point was that they did it. And if I could get it fingerprinted, I would.
I like that, Flower Child. Flower Child, I want to thank you for calling.
Based on how she started that call, Dan, a reporter today, when Trump was talking after meeting with Senate Republicans, shouted out, "Last night, Speaker Pelosi called you morbidly obese. What do you have to say in response to her?" Trump's response, "I don't respond to her. I think she's a waste of time."
I love it. We've had some breaking news here from Catherine Herridge.
Yes, she just tweeted out that the Susan Rice memo email that she sent out on Inauguration Day, would that be January the 20th, 2017, you know, talking about the January 5th Oval Office meeting. Well, the paragraph that Trey Gowdy has pointed to, others have pointed to, it's been declassified. And Catherine Herridge just posted a screenshot of the memo, and she's identified the declassified paragraph. And just to give context, the parts we already were able to see is this. From a national security perspective, President Obama said he wanted to be sure that as we engage with the incoming team, we are mindful to ascertain if there's any reason that we cannot share information fully as it relates to Russia. As we read it before, folks, then the next paragraph was blacked out, And it went on to essentially say the president asked Comey to inform him if anything changes in the next few weeks about how we should share classified information with the incoming team. Comey said he would. So that paragraph that was blacked out says this. Director Comey affirmed that he is proceeding by the book as it relates to law enforcement. From a national security perspective, Comey said he does have some concerns that incoming NSA Flynn is speaking frequently with Russian Ambassador Kislyak. Comey said that could be an issue as it relates to sharing sensitive information. President Obama asked if Comey was saying that the NSC should not pass sensitive information related to Russia to Flynn. Comey replied, quote, unquote, potentially. He added that he has no indication thus far that Flynn has passed classified information to Kislyak, but he noted that, quote, the level of communication is unusual, end quote.
So all I know about are two telephone calls.
Right.
Is there more? Or was that fabricated? Because Devin Nunes had one of the is you're gonna hear something on Devin Nunes in a little bit. He was out of the country when one of the calls came in. He was in Puerto Rico, and Devin Nunes says we don't know if it came from a because he was out of the country. If it came from tracking here at the U.S. or did it come from another foreign country?
Mm-hmm. Because we know that Clapper asked for unmasking on the 28th, which, as far as we know, is the first time Kislyak gets in touch with Flynn. But then there's not any unmasking request till the 5th, like by President Obama's chief of staff, Dennis McDonough. So in that time period, was it a foreign intelligence agency? Were there other methods that were getting these Flynn calls, or did they just get all those calls retrospectively with the unmasking later? But I think from what I kind of quibbled a little bit with what Bongino said yesterday, I think that they were aware of those calls before anybody requested any unmasking.
Well, it depends on who the calls are with.
Right.
If it's more than Kislyak, then they have a problem. And Comey is implying that it's a lot of calls to the ambassador. And if really what we're doing is we're talking about a lot of calls to other people, has something different. This one's going to be interesting. Let's do this. Let's play Nunes from yesterday with Martha McCollum.
Talk to me a little bit about the announcement today by Attorney General Bill Barr, who we sort of hinted at this on Friday evening.
My bad. Yeah, I forgot the sequence that she goes in. Let's play the Bill Barr statement isolated and talk about it for a little bit before we get down into this.
Whatever their level of involvement, based on the information I have today, I don't expect Mr. Durham's work will lead to a criminal investigation of either man. Our concern over potential criminality is focused on others.
Okay, so a bunch of people got mad with that. I got all of a sudden up my phone and stuff was blowing up. This is sickening. They're doing it again and this kind of stuff. If you listen closely to what he says now. And they don't have the stuff now on it. Doesn't mean that they won't have the stuff later on it, but now. And as a prosecutor said to me, is this is kind of what you do. You don't, you know, we don't know that, you know, Gambino's got the stuff. We don't know, but we don't expect to do that, but we're looking at all these other people that are here. And the key is, to get to a Biden or a Obama, you have to have somebody who's going to be willing to testify, this is what they told me. And you have to have something that's going to authenticate that or show that, yeah, I'm reacting to that. You don't have to prove it. You can do the testimony, but then you have to show that you did action based on that conversation that you had with a Biden or an Obama.
Yeah, and we're not investigating Mr. Capone. We're just looking into his accountant's funny business with taxes.
There you go. So let me play that one more time so you can kind of absorb this.
Whatever their level of involvement,
whatever their level
based on the information I have today, I don't expect Mr. Durham's work will lead to a criminal investigation of either man. Our concern over potential criminality is focused on others.
And that's the flip portion of things. Now, let's do Nunes.
Talk to me a little bit about the announcement today by Attorney General Bill Barr, who we sort of hinted at this on Friday evening, picking up some signals that he wanted to put out there, that he did not at this point see any criminal investigation of President Obama or President Biden. Let's listen to that soundbite, and then we'll get your reaction.
Okay.
As to President Obama and Vice President Biden, whatever their level of involvement, based on the information I have today, I don't expect Mr. Durham's work will lead to a criminal investigation of either man. Our concern over potential criminality is focused on others.
So what's your takeaway from that?
Well, as you know, we've been running our own investigation, House Republicans have, for 3.5 years, and we've made our own criminal referrals. We have not. I don't want to get into who we've specifically criminally referred, so I don't want to play this cat and mouse game, so to speak, but I can tell you that we have not referred either Biden or Obama. So, I'll kind of leave it at that, I guess.
Okay, let me go to a break. Coming back with more Nunes. Got some interesting information that's going to come out. Going to be right back.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Since World War I, the poppy has been a symbol of remembrance. And this Memorial Day in historic downtown Prattville, Hanson Fine Art and Pottery will display 1,000 handmade ceramic poppies for 1 week to honor our fallen military heroes. This outdoor art exhibit will be a moving tribute to those who gave all. And you can participate by sponsoring a poppy in memory of a loved one. Visit AlabamaPoppyProject.com or call Julianne Hanson Fine Art and Pottery at 334-301-0336 for more information.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
As we face new struggles, rest assured we are open and here for you. We are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers. All of our trucks and hand tools are treated and sprayed with hard surface sanitizer at the end of every day.
Given the circumstances right now, that's good to know.
We also have received a shipment of masks and are practicing safe distancing around our office and shop because in our mind, every cautious step we can take is best for everybody.
Have peace of mind and know United is here for you during this trying time. If your AC is running too long, or not at all, feel safe when you call United.
Call today and ask us about our whole house air purifiers that use ionized hydroperoxides to kill 99.9% of bacteria, molds, and viruses in the air when your system is running.
Cleaner air, new finance options, dependable, safe service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is still number one in the River Region. Call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit us at unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters.
Hide the groceries too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio. 6 until 7 weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
So this next Nunes clip here, he's going to be talking about the referrals that Nunes made to DOJ, and it's interesting. This is based on law and evidence, and who gave the order is going to be the big question here.
So it sounds like your thinking and your investigation lines up with what they're seeing at the Department of Justice as well. You know, you have to think about who gave the order, right? So if some of these individuals in our intelligence agencies were involved, were they just doing these investigations and, you know, taking the dossier into account and looking at all of this and pushing through these FISA requests without anyone above them suggesting that that would be an okay thing to do?
Well, the way that I like to describe this is I kind of break it down into different buckets for people. If you just came here from another galaxy and you said, what on earth happened in the United States of America where the intelligence agencies have gotten turned in upside down and used against the American people, used against a political party, okay? So you have pre-July 30th, 2016. Why is that important? That is important because that's the day officially we were told by high-ranking FBI and DOJ officials that they opened this investigation and essentially nothing had occurred before that. Now, we know that's not true. We know the Clinton campaign was working with dirty operatives and dirty cops and others to dirty up Trump campaign associates, okay? So we know that they're running a parallel investigation at that time. Officially then, you have what occurs after July 30th until Donald Trump is elected and effectively sworn in. During that time period, you have tech cuts. You have information that just disappeared. Exculpatory evidence, so to speak, on Papadopoulos, on Page, on the entire Trump campaign. We now know also exculpatory evidence on General Flynn with the closing communication that was finished but never filed. So you have that area of time. And then you have after Donald Trump is sworn in with the entire Mueller team and the Mueller fiasco and all of the malfeasance that occurred during that time frame. So I look at those three periods, and people have to remember it's not that Obama or Biden are innocent in this. The question is, did they commit any crime? And, you know, we've run a serious investigation. We're the only committee and we're the only government agency, for that matter, other than Inspector General Horowitz, to run a serious investigation. And we have to actually look at the statutes that are on the books in order to make criminal referrals.
So no, there has to be a statute that's broken. And you haven't broken the law. And then that's what Barr was saying also. Everything we've seen right now and the level of involvement. So let's continue on with Nunes. The referrals, Durham will follow the evidence.
I think that's exactly what I'm hearing and what Attorney General Barr is saying. He's saying, you know, he works the same way. And if he doesn't have any reason to do a criminal investigation, then it's not going to go down that road. And we know that we're waiting for John Durham. When, you know,
I think that's the key, Martha. What you just hit the nail on the head there is that it's about what's on the books and what law was broke. You know, we may wish that some people could serve some time because they maybe knew things that were happening that were not right, but that doesn't mean they broke the law.
So you are not ready to talk about who you think there are criminal investigations after in this process. Of course, some of the, you know, typical names that have been discussed a lot in all of this, because their names are all over some of these directives, are the people who did the unmasking, perhaps. Also, James Clapper, John Brennan. Here's what John Brennan had to say when he was asked about whether or not he's getting concerned about this at this point.
I feel very good that my tenure at CIA and my time at the White House during the Obama administration was not—I was not engaged in any type of wrongdoing or activities that caused me to worry about what this investigation may uncover. So I welcome the opportunity to talk with the investigators. I have nothing to hide.
So he's saying he doesn't think he crossed that criminal line anywhere either.
Yeah, so let me walk you through. We made two referrals based on conspiracy, in the conspiracy to break many crimes, most importantly, defrauding the United States of America. One on what we call manipulation of intelligence. Clearly, some of that intelligence came from the intelligence agencies themselves, including the CIA. So, you know, I have no idea if Director Brennan was witting or unwittingly of what happened there, but people did conspire to do things that were wrong. We also made a conspiracy referral based on the whole FISA debacle and getting a FISA warrant against the Trump campaign. I don't know exactly what he knew at that time. Now, what do we know about what Brennan knew at the time? We know from Harry Reid that he briefed Harry Reid on the dossier, the so-called Steele dossier, the dirt, the Clinton dirt. So, you know, I don't know where he got it from. I'm not sure exactly what he did with it, but those are questions maybe that he would have to answer to Durham. Now, just because we made those criminal referrals on conspiracy, those two referrals on conspiracy, doesn't mean that that's what Durham's looking at, because Durham, unlike Mueller, is running a real investigation here. And he's doing it really by the book. And we know that because things aren't leaking. There's not 3 a.m. raids, you know, going to people's houses just for misleading Congress. So those are the questions. And I would just add on to that. We have a global leaks referral that really focuses on leaks that seem to only go to one place. Now, that doesn't mean there was only one person within the government that leaked that information. But we're hopeful that someone can get to the bottom of who was leaking to a very few specific group of people.
So Nunes is pretty good at this whole thing, regardless of how some people just don't like him. But he's very thorough, and I like that about him. So Nunes is going to be talking about other people were unmasked, and that's an important factor. And we need to follow the evidence and other people within the Trump operation.
You said there are other people who were unmasked and that you want to look into that and investigate that besides General Flynn. Who are those?
Well, the way that I look at this, too, on the unmasking is that what was occurring, and if you remember, when I went out publicly and said that this unmasking was occurring, this is way back at the beginning of 2017, we knew that Flynn had been treated wrongly. We knew that information was getting out into the press. But we also had people that had come to us and said that, look, we think this is occurring everywhere. And what I was able to find just through a quick cursory look was that we noticed dozens of reports that if it said Trump or Trump transition official, those were being unmasked. And so, you know, this is not really anything new that we haven't talked about in the past that we knew. It's just that it was covered up by the media. That's really the problem here. I went out and publicly said this, and my reward for that was being accused of leaking information to the White House. So, you know, I spent time
that's
trying
right.
to clear
no,
my name
you were
name
lambasted.
On this.
You were called every name in the book by a lot of folks who now seem to be somewhat silent or not spending a whole lot of time on this story anymore, which is interesting in and of itself.
Let me go to a break. Dan Morris Show is going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com. Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories, $3.99 and up. Propane tag not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years of doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today announcing the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program.
Through this effort, we are providing $19 billion to support our nation's agricultural producers, maintain the health of our critical food supply chains, and provide food assistance to American families.
Most of the funds will be used for direct payments to farmers and ranchers affected by the pandemic, with the remaining $3 billion focused on purchases for food pantries and food banks. President Trump sending a letter to the head of the World Health Organization threatening to permanently cut U.S. funding and withdrawing membership from the group.
Accusing the global health body of ignoring credible reports of the virus and bowing to pressure from the Chinese government. The letter gives the WHO 30 days to commit to making substantive changes.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a nice day in progress. Very comfortable. Mostly sunshine, a few clouds. High temperature up to about 80 today. Some isolated showers possible tonight, but pleasantly cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow, high in the low 80s. We'll be in the mid-80s Thursday. Some widely scattered pop-up storms are possible, maybe a thundershower. It'll be hotter Friday with a high near 90. We'll be in the low 90s Saturday as we start the Memorial Day weekend. Low to mid-90s on Sunday. And there will be a risk for some widely scattered pop-up storms each afternoon right on through the Memorial Day weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Joey, we're running out of show, big guy.
Indeed we are.
But sometimes it can be a really good thing. Martha McCollum on Special Reports had John Yeo and Bradley Mollison. Bradley is the Democrat. John Yeo is the Deputy Attorney General, Assistant Deputy Attorney General. And they're going to be talking about Brennan testifying. John Yeo goes first.
The proper investigative and prosecutive standards of the Department of Justice were abused, in my view, in order to reach a particular result. We saw two different standards of justice emerge, one that applied to President Trump and his associates, and the other that applied to everybody else. We can't allow this ever to happen again.
The Attorney General making it clear today that high-ranking members of the Obama administration should be prepared to answer questions about their decision to probe the Trump campaign. Senator Lindsey Graham taking it a step further later today, floating a vote on subpoenas for names like Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Strzok, Page, and more. So let's debate it. Bring in National Security Attorney Bradley Moss and former Deputy Assistant Attorney General John Yee. Okay, so here's what John Brennan says. He says, I got nothing to hide. I'm ready to talk. Here's his take.
I was not engaged in any type of wrongdoing or activities that caused me to worry about what this investigation may uncover. So I welcome the opportunity to talk with the investigators. I have nothing to hide.
All right, John, he sounds pretty confident.
Well, he may not have done anything criminal. We'll wait for John Durham's independent investigation to figure that out. But it's looking more and more like they are in a lot of trouble. And the reason why is they're in office. There's only a few weeks left in their administration. Why are they listening in on the phone calls of the incoming administration? Can you imagine what would have happened if in the Bush administration they had put wiretaps on all the incoming Obama people from the campaign and started looking at thousands and thousands of their phone calls? Even if it's not criminal, there's going to be repercussions. And I would think the framers would have wanted at least the people to pay some kind of price at the ballot box. And Joe Biden, who's one of the guys listening on these phone calls, will be on the ballot this November.
And I'm wondering why is he doing that like he's done a whole bunch of other stuff? You know, Trump is a Russian asset and he's playing his Russian asset. He's just kind of making stuff up. Or does he feel secure and he's going to throw Comey under the bus and say, well, Comey asked me to do this, and I did. I considered it an unlawful request. If the request was unlawful, then it was Comey's phone. I don't think Brennan would throw Obama under the bus. But now, what you're going to do is you're going to hear a talking point from a Dem that, and this is, everybody's going to be doing this, it was all proper. Everything was done correctly. Listen in.
As the Attorney General said today, and as you all rightfully do as attorneys all the time, you make the point that behavior that people don't like doesn't necessarily equate to something criminal. Those are two very, very different things. Andrew McCarthy, our buddy, writing in National Review, says this: it seems clear to me, had there been nothing worth investigating, Durham would have closed shop a long time ago. Enough shocking irregularities have been disclosed that I'd be surprised if no criminal charges were filed. Bradley?
Well, I guess that meant that there was always something for, you know, Robert Mueller to be investigating since it took him 2 years and there were indictments that he brought. Look, we're going to see where the Durham thing goes, but I want to respond to something John just said there. Could you imagine if there were wiretaps on the Obama transition? To be clear, all that has been released here is that the Russian ambassador and various foreign government officials had their communications intercepted, which is something that always happens. It runs under different executive orders like 12333. It runs under USSID 18, and that's always done that way. John knows it just as much as I do. They're allowed to do it, and all that happened here, we still know the full details because the president hasn't declassified the large majority of what went on. All we know is that there were unmasking requests, and that according to the DNI and according to the NSA and the documents they just released, it was all done properly. If there was something criminal done, if there was something improper done by John Brennan, by Mr. Clapper, let's hear about it. I haven't seen it yet.
So that's what, you know, that is the argument. There's nothing illegal done here. So if Donald Trump does something like fires IGs, which we didn't get to the story yesterday, it's the appearance of politicizing something. He has the power to do that. But they don't ever look at it like this guy does. But that is going to be the talking point. Mark my words. Now, John Yeo is going to come back. John Yeo, I'm sorry, is going to come back with there may be possible wrongdoings here.
So, John, to respond to what Bradley said, I mean, there are things that are done that are legal. I mean, we know about listening to conversations, recording conversations with foreign entities, those kinds of things happen. So for you, what you know so far, is there something that has crossed the line or at least raised red flags for you?
Well, first of all, Flynn is not just an isolated incident. You also had what I think everybody started to acknowledge are faulty FISA applications to surveil people like Carter Page, to perhaps George Papadopoulos, other Trump campaign officials. And Flynn is just the latest in a series of them. And that's what you really want to get at is were facts made up? Were Steele dossier facts used when people knew they were false to get wiretaps approved on the Trump campaign? And then Flynn would just be part of this pattern and practice of what looks like efforts to use the great national security powers of the government to surveil the operations of a presidential campaign and a major political party. That's exactly what all those laws were put into place after Watergate to stop from ever happening again.
And he's right about that.
And to me, the unmasking shows, at least on what's been released on Flynn, shows phishing. Like, it's all sorts of different types of calls, not just Russians. It shows they were looking for something.
Well, Comey says in the Susan Rice memo, an unusual amount of calls to one particular person. Mm-hmm. And I think that's exactly what they were doing. They were listening to a whole bunch of people talking to probably UK and all these other things. Why you would want to listen to that, you know, the only reason, so you can figure out what they're doing, so you can kind of start preparing the little landmines out there for them.
So the unmasking itself would be fine, but what actions did you take after the unmasking?
Well, and that he's targeted.
Right.
There's not a reason to go. If you're talking to the UK ambassador, there's not a reason to go target that.
Right.
That's intentional. If you're talking to Japan, or you're talking to South Korea, and that, I'm dying to know who the other campaign people are and transition people are. Dying to know that. Okay, let's continue on here. Now, Bradley Moss, nothing to see here. Move along. Nothing to see.
And there are questions tonight about whether the Senate Judiciary Committee will actually move forward with what the chairman, Lindsey Graham, is now, I wouldn't say threatening, he's advising that he's going to push for a vote on a number of things. The release from the committee says Graham's subpoena authorization will cover a number of documents, communications, and testimony from witnesses, including James Comey, Andrew McCabe, James Clapper, John Brennan, Sally Yates, and others. I would note that Lisa Page and Peter Strzok on this list, along with a lot of other names that people would recognize out there. Bradley, do you think he does it? Do you think that the committee has the votes to move forward with something like that?
Sure, I'm sure they'll move forward with it. It makes for great political headlines leading up into the election. That's certainly what this is all about. It's certainly at the president's behest at this point to try to keep that in the headlines and try to make sure that the base remembers this story as if we haven't already gone over this time and time again, as if all these people haven't already testified time and time again. But I do want to respond real quickly to something that John said. George Papadopoulos, not wiretapped under FISA. Paul Manafort, not wiretapped under FISA. That was already addressed in the IG report. Carter Page, according to the president, was an irrelevant nobody. That's who they messed up their FISA warrant on, and nothing about that came out until after the election. If this was a coup, it was the most incompetent coup ever.
This guy's amazing. But see, that's going to be their attack. That's going to be their attack. Well, you just heard their talking point, without a doubt. Okay, so let me now move into Matt Whitaker, who we're going to have on next Tuesday, a week from today, talking about Flynn not being a part of the FISA warrant. Listen in.
Well, throughout the Michael Flynn saga, many assumed that Flynn was spied on and then unmasked by half the Obama administration due to the FISA surveillance of the Russian ambassador. But a recent, really interesting piece in National Review by frequent show guest Andy McCarthy makes a really interesting, a really a compelling claim. He says that Flynn's phone call was never unmasked at all. Instead, McCarthy argues, the facts point to another weirder possibility, that the CIA was spying on Flynn's call and never followed FISA restrictions in the first place. Matt Whitaker is former acting attorney general and author of the brand new book, Above the Law, the inside story of how the Justice Department tried to subvert President Trump. What do you make of this theory that the CIA ignored FISA and just spied on Flynn?
Well, as you point out, because he was not unmasked, there was no request from the time of that phone call on December 29th until really the White House meeting on January 5th, when ultimately the White House chief of staff requested unmasking of General Flynn, there has to be some other explanation, because on January 3rd of 2017, Andy McCabe went to the National Security Division head at DOJ, Mary McCourt, and said essentially the contents of the call. And so there is a period of time from the 29th of December of 16 until that meeting between McCabe and McCourt where someone told McCabe, and then McCabe transmitted that information. So, and there's no unmasking in that period of time. So it's very curious, to say the least.
So in other words, they knew who it was. And that goes back to the original thing that this was never about unmasking, that he was targeted and they knew who it was. But then because he's a U.S. citizen, they masked it so other people could unmask it. Under the guise of this is being done because he's talking to Kislyak. I think this is where they're going to get really screwed up.
Right.
It's going to be a bad...
Was it just about Russia?
Uh-huh. It was about finding out all the things they were doing. Because, again, if you're listening to the UK, and you remember the Theresa May and kind of the problems that were there, Germany... Was he talking to them? Because I would think those two would be high on the list.
And then if we go back to what was just revealed
in Australia, the
Susan Rice memo, the part that was just, unredacted, it was redacted. The paragraph is all about Comey and Obama saying, should we give information, sensitive information to Flynn? And Comey's like, well, we might possibly have a problem because there's unusual level of communication between Flynn and Kislyak.
Not with foreign... ambassadors, right. But he named him.
Just Kislyak with talking to Flynn, and just keep in mind who wrote that is Susan Rice, and it makes me think this is after the fact, this is why we did all the things we did, because we were worried about Flynn and Kislyak.
A post-action memo.
Mm-hmm.
If it's only two telephone calls between the two of them, but then we find out he was UK ambassador, the Australian ambassador, the German ambassador, Turkey ambassador, Middle East, Saudi. Could be interesting. Going to go on a break, coming back with more Matt Whitaker right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We gotta fit some more stuff in here, boys and girls. I'm saying this Catherine Herridge piece is going to fit into the puzzle for tonight. I'll be there after Do Hamburger Night. Matt Whitaker, Intel officials appointed in career need to follow the law.
No elected leader can run a country in which the biggest law enforcement and intel agencies operate independently in violation of the Constitution. Democracy dies under those circumstances. So we have to fix this. It doesn't seem like anyone's really working to fix it. Please reassure me that someone is, because I just don't see it.
Well, the Constitution is ever renewing, and those we continue to live under those, and we do need our elected and appointed executive branch officials, including the intelligence agencies, to follow basic tenets of constitutional law. You're right. This country will suffer and suffer greatly if we don't get back to that being the fundamental basis of all of these surveillance programs and making sure that the law and the Constitution is followed every single time.
So, because unlike Mitch McConnell, Democrats just don't mess around at all. If a Democrat is elected president, next time one is, aren't they just going to fire everybody and put their cousins in charge of these agencies?
Well, hopefully from this painful chapter that we've experienced over the last 3 years, really since the transition of power in 2016 to the Trump administration, the intelligence agencies have lacked some adult supervision. I think we are seeing folks put in by the Trump administration, but there's no promise that when Biden, you know, if he were to get elected, would put adults in charge of the intelligence agency.
Okay. Let me now move into two other subjects real quick. Nancy Cordes is going to be talking about the State Department watchdog was investigating Pompeo and sales, arms sales. Listen to this real quickly.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he had no idea his department's outgoing inspector general was investigating him. Pompeo insists the decision on Friday to replace Steve Linick was not retaliation. Linick is one of five internal government watchdogs to be removed by the president since March. As Nancy Cordes reports, Mr. Trump says firing Linick was not his idea.
Mike requested that I do it.
President Trump told reporters that it was Secretary of State Mike Pompeo who wanted his agency's inspector general fired.
I guess they weren't happy with the job he's doing or something.
Now, lawmakers from both parties are asking the president for a detailed reasoning for the firing. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi citing reports that Linick was nearing completion of an investigation into the approval of billions of dollars in arms sales to Saudi Arabia.
That arms sale, by declaring a fake emergency in order to just go forward without the accountability and transparency, is something that is worthy of attention.
In an interview with the Washington Post, Secretary Pompeo said that Linick's work was undermining the State Department and that the Obama appointee wasn't performing a function in a way that we had tried to get him to. It's simply not possible for this to be an act of retaliation, Pompeo said, claiming that he was unaware that Linick may also have been investigating Pompeo himself for allegedly directing a political appointee to run personal errands.
You mean he's under investigation because he had somebody walk his dog from the government? I don't know. I don't think it sounds like that important. I mean,
President Trump says he's happy to fire any inspector general who was appointed by his predecessor.
Okay, so you saw that either it is or it isn't. Either there really is an investigation or there isn't. Pompeo said there isn't. Okay, impeachment 2.0, folks. Believe it or not, it's coming. Listen in.
It's not over yet. House Democrats revealing they never closed their case against President Trump.
Democrats telling the Supreme Court that they could bring new articles of impeachment based on the Michael Flynn and Roger Stone cases. Fox News contributor Liz Peek joins us now to weigh in. So what do you think about this? What are your thoughts?
I think it's almost unimaginable that they will go down this path again. Remember that the actual impeachment effort in the House, what did it do for them? President Trump hit an all-time high in approval ratings and raised more money than he ever had or any other party ever had in the history of this country. There is no question that Americans feel that this it was an overreach by Democrats. If they do it again, I honestly, my head explodes just thinking about it. I certainly don't know the political, the legal ramifications of this appeal to the Supreme Court. I can tell you the political outcome will be extremely negative for Democrats.
Okay. So you're about to get the premise of this, and this is the interference of Michael Flynn by the DOJ in Roger Stone's case. That's what they're going to try to do, this impeachment 2.0. Listen in.
Let's take a look at what Democrats have to say on this. The House Judiciary Committee's investigation did not cease with the conclusion of the impeachment trial. If this material reveals new evidence supporting the conclusion that President Trump committed impeachable offenses that are not covered by the articles adopted by the House, the committee will proceed accordingly, including, if necessary, by considering whether to recommend new articles of impeachment. Now, that would be this allegation, I guess, that the DOJ, maybe there was improper political influence in the cases of Roger Stone and Michael Flynn, who both are getting either reduced or no prosecution at all. What do you make of this, of those cases?
Well, look, I think the Republicans have done a very good job in the last several months of proving to the American people that the investigation, the whole, what President Trump calls the hoax, the Russian collusion hoax, was unfair, it was partisan, politically motivated, and that the Department of Justice under President Obama possibly did a bunch of criminal, if not at least unfair things in its prosecution of Michael Flynn and Roger Stone. I think what's interesting about this is rather than becoming a referendum on President Trump in this 2020 election, this begins to turn the tables and make this election a referendum on Joe Biden, because now Joe Biden has become one of the people involved in unmasking General Flynn. He becomes part of the apparatus of the Obama White House that perpetrated what I think a lot of Americans feel was a really unjust prosecution and investigation. So again, I mean, I really think this is really an unconscionable thing to continue to move forward. And how embarrassing. We now have evidence that all those people from Adam Schiff on and all the people in the Department of Justice under Obama basically lied when they went on camera on CNN and MSNBC talking about collusion. It wasn't there. It didn't happen. And to perpetuate this, I think they're crazy.
I agree. Joey, thanks for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. And keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.